So we just ran into a Gideon man. Last year I had to tell him the same truth. Today it's the same thing. He says repentance is not part of the gospel. Just believe. Jesus must be a liar. Jesus said, repent lest you perish. Luke 13:3. Repentance is changing your mind, changing your ways, neighbor. Don't listen to the false churches. Don't listen to the corrupt Gideons. Don't listen to your flesh and your heart. It's deceitfully wicked. Jeremiah tells us that. We come into the street to get Americans to wake up, to stop following the culture, to stop following your flesh, to stop following the pastors and priests that are corrupt and money changers and hirelings. Look at the fruit of your life. Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit, neighbor. What's the fruit of your life? Worldliness and pleasure, or holiness and godliness to his standards? You'll be sent away on judgment day to weeping and gnashing of teeth. We love you too much. Don't trample the blood of Jesus Christ. Don't keep living like the world. Don't walk after the pattern of your fleshly conscience and the culture. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. Meek and lowliness before the scriptures, before Christ the Word made flesh. And you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind, Apostle Paul says, Romans 12:2. But you're not that way if you live like the world. He says, be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. When you're transformed, guess what? I used to love the NFL. When God transformed me, my TV was taken out in the woods and destroyed. That's not conforming to the culture, because God has a better purpose for his people. It's carnal and flesh when we walk in spirit and in truth. Repent and seek the kingdom of God.
You're taking up the sidewalk.
We have free speech, ma'am. Would you like to talk to the police about that? Would you like? Yeah, and I pay taxes to walk on a public sidewalk. We're not in your farmer's market. We're on a sidewalk.
Get out of the way.
Sir, I'm standing right here. I love you. Swearing at me. Why would you swear at me, sir? You're in your flesh. You should stop that. You don't love me. Okay, well, I love you anyway. Jesus said I should love my enemies. I love you anyway, sir. So they get angry about the truth of God. It can't be because I'm lifting up my voice. They got a musician that lifts up his music with an amplifier. I don't have an amplifier. I know it's not the noise. It must be what I'm saying. That Christ is coming in flaming fire to judge all those who are of the world and of the church systems that are outside of his truth. And unless you repent, neighbors, unless you repent, you have no hope of eternal life to come. We're out here loving our neighbor today, telling you the truth of the gospel. See, Jesus came into the world to shed his blood for you so that you can become a child of God by the word of God. But guess what? You have to repent because of the finished work of Jesus Christ, neighbor. The finished work of Jesus Christ calls you to repentance. But if you haven't repented, if you're not seeking Christ in spirit and truth, if you haven't pondered what this glorious Savior did, he went to the stake, a tree, not a cross. He was beaten, battered, bloodied, bruised for your transgressions. He laid down his life as fully God and fully man. And he became the perfect Lamb of God, the sacrifice for the world. But it doesn't end there. He rose again on the third day. Jesus said, I'll be in the grave 3 days. And 3 nights. Think about that. I'll be in the grave 3 days and 3 nights, he said. That makes Good Friday and Easter Sunday a lie. I teach about that on my teaching blog. And he rose again to defeat death. Death is coming for you people and me. How will you overcome death? How will your sins be cleansed? By the shed blood of Jesus, your sins can be cleansed. You overcome death by the resurrection. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. No man comes unto me but by the Father. Excuse me. Nobody comes unto the Father but by me. John 14, 15. I am the way. No, John 14, 6. Let me focus here. John 14, 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14, 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. The fruit that you're of God is you keep the commandments of God. The fruit that you're born of God means you come out of the world and the church systems. Neighbors, you don't just wander through life. What is your purpose? The shed blood of Jesus and the resurrection is like a magnifying glass. It will refine your purpose. The perfect work of Christ will refine your purpose. He shed his blood for his people. Are you his people? Not by just believing. Not by living in pride and vanity. Not by living like the culture. Not by walking after your own flesh and your own ways. Jesus shed his blood, precious eternal blood, to cleanse. But the pastors and the priests are lying to you how it's applied. You can't live like the world and get applied the blood of Jesus. You got to come out of the world. Who is the body of Christ, ma'am? The body of Christ is not the Catholics or the evangelicals. It's the holy, set-apart people of God that are obeying him and following him. Some lady's trying to tell me that the Catholic Church is the Church of God. No, it is not. It's a corrupt perversion of the Word of God. The Evangelical Church is a corrupt perversion of the Word of God. But we preach the pure gospel right from God's Word that calls you out, that makes you new, that transforms you, that offers you new life. 1 John 1:7 says, if we walk in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Christ cleanses us. That means if you walk in the truth, you're not in the truth as you live like the world, neighbor. What truth are you seeking today at an art market? What truth will you be seeking tomorrow watching the NFL and movies? What truth will you be seeking Monday just seeking mammon to build up your 401k? How are you obeying Jesus Christ in every word and way of your life, neighbor? If not, you're an idolater. No idolaters are going to inherit the kingdom of God. If you live for yourself, you are practicing idolatry, neighbor. Turn and repent. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. But if you walk after the pattern of the world, neighbor, judgment's coming for you. Turn and repent. If not now, when, sir? When? You're old like me. You're going to die one day. If not now, when will you receive what Christ did and transform your life by his Spirit? It's a covenant. You have a part to do. He has a part to do. He's done his part perfectly. It's a blood covenant. But you're not doing your part living after like the world, ma'am. You're not doing your part walking as you want, sir. You've got to follow Christ. Open the Word. Follow him by the Scriptures. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God. Metal crosses aren't going to save you. Religious medallions aren't going to save you. None of that's of a holy God. What's going to save you? The blood of Christ, the Spirit of God, the resurrection, the new birth, obedience, and endurance. It's a beautiful recipe. But you can't just say faith alone, grace alone. Now, one Bible verse teaches faith alone, grace alone. In fact, the grace of God is not even free. That word free is an added word, not in the original Greek. It means a gracious offer. Because while you can't earn salvation, it is not free. It costs you your entire life. Jesus said, lose your life, neighbor. Have you lost your life to follow Jesus? Most Americans just go to church and trample his blood each day. Have you lost your life? Are you following him in spirit and truth? Are you more interested in the world than in God's eternal word? Most people know their 401k balance. They know their rules on their job. They know the NFL scores better than they know the eternal word of God. How will that stand on judgment day? You don't know the word. Test yourself, neighbor. We love you. You don't know the word. What will you do on judgment day when God says you ignored the truth, you didn't come, you didn't seek, you didn't come after Christ with all that you are? You're going to hear, away from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. It's a true saying, neighbor. Narrow is the way. Few there be that find it. That word few in the Greek means puny. There's no hope in your pursuits of the world, the NFL, your church systems, your college degrees, your entertainment on Netflix, your golf game, your boats, your fancy cars, your fancy houses, your adornment with jewelry and makeup, your adornment with fashion clothes and pride and vanity. This is all going to be burned away by the power and fire of God. He's coming. 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9. Jesus is coming in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. Read it, neighbor. Test yourself to the Holy Word. Don't walk idle and spiritually dead in your transgressions. Come alive, be made new. Isaiah says, come, let us reason, that you can be washed clean, your sins from scarlet to white as snow. How does that happen, neighbor? Not just believing, not church attendance, not blessing from Roman Catholics that don't have the truth, not following a corrupt church system. People that are drawn by the Spirit of God love the Word and they walk in its ways. Test yourself, sir. Judgment's coming. You got to come out of the world. We love our neighbor enough to come and do this. We don't take money. We do it for free. We retired early to go and preach the gospel. Warn our neighbors about judgment. Seek the kingdom, neighbor. God is glorious and worthy to be praised. If you were to die today and stand before a holy God, ask yourself, why would God let you into his kingdom? You just believe, but you don't live and obey. You're walking after the ways of the world. You're into entertainment. Why would God let you into his kingdom, neighbor? Jesus told us the exact way to enter the kingdom. No, ma'am. The Bible never says accept Jesus. The Bible says repent and follow and obey, ma'am. You're being lied to by pastors, maybe your husband, the culture. Now, one Bible verse says accept Jesus. The Bible doesn't say that anywhere. The Bible says repent and obey. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Seek him in spirit and in truth. These are the false things that we stand against. Accept Jesus, faith alone, grace alone, just believe, we're all sinners and we're going to heaven. These are all lies outside of God's word, neighbor. Jesus said to love your enemy, love your neighbor. We're doing that today and telling you the truth. We're doing that today and telling you you have no hope of eternal life outside of the blood of Christ and following him and obeying. We're telling you that a puny few of you are going to enter heaven. Most of you are going to be judged in hell. Why? Jesus said that in Matthew 7. Narrow is the way and few there be that find it. You're in the few category when you follow Christ and obey him and come out of the world and seek him in spirit and truth. That's when you're in the few category. But the broad road is the culture. The broad road is this kingdom of Satan, 2 Corinthians 4:4. The broad road is living your life your way. The broad road is following churchianity, Roman Catholic, Evangelical, Mormon, Jehovah Witness, whatever man-made flavor. What broad road are you on, neighbor? And the good the rich young ruler said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said, keep the commands. Then Christ told him, when he said, I've done that, go sell what you have and follow me. To believe in Jesus is to follow and obey him, neighbor. You're not obeying Jesus following the culture. Jesus is so worthy to be praised and lifted up. Jesus is a glorious Savior, worth proclaiming, worth risking your life for, worth loving your enemies for, worth investing all of your treasure in his kingdom. There's a good question to ask neighbors in this rich community. Where's your treasure invested? When you die, Elon Musk will be like the man in the gutter with nothing to take with him. Where is your treasure invested? If you're living for Christ, you don't care about your 401k, your material wealth. You care about goodness, truth, righteousness, holiness, obedience to the word of God, neighbor. If you don't hear the word of God, we need to talk about this. In John 8, the Pharisees did not hear the word of God. Do you know what Jesus said when you can't hear the word of God? Jesus said, if you can't hear the word of God, you're a child of Satan. That's what Jesus said. So the American culture in general is a child of Satan because they're not listening and hearing the word of God. Even if you attend church, if you're outside of God's word, which all the churches are, you're a child of Satan. You won't be saying that on judgment day, ma'am. Your face is going to be in the dust in reverence as he judges you and sends you away. You won't be saying blah, blah, blah. People don't fear God today. I'll do a video today and see if anybody fears God. People do not fear a holy God. People do not fear God enough to obey him and walk in righteousness. Proverbs says the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. When you fear God, you don't just fear, it moves you to wisdom, which is obedience to come out of the world. You don't really fear God unless you obey him. You don't fear the police unless you stop speeding and stealing and breaking the law. To fear God is to obey his word. Don't fool yourself. You're not obeying the word unless you're fearing, or you're not fearing God unless you're obeying the word, walking in righteousness, goodness, and truth, fruits of the Holy Spirit. Open your eyes, Americans. Judgment's coming. There's a goodness to God. There's a severity to God. Go read Romans 11. Which one are you going to find? The goodness or the severity? Young men, do you know how to find eternal life? The churches are lying to you. Test yourself. You got to come out of the world. You got to surrender yourself. Christ shed his blood for you. You got to lose this life completely and set your affection on the kingdom of God. But you're not doing that if you're here part of the world. Jesus came to call us out of the world. The Bible says Jesus came to call a peculiar people out of the world. His people are a gazing stock to the world. 1 Corinthians 1:18 says the stake of Christ, the cross, is foolishness to them that are perishing, but to them being saved, oh, it's of God. The American church system thinks it's foolish to preach Christ crucified. The word preach means public crier. It's not a guy in a wooden box on Sunday. That's a man-made invention that God hates. Jesus said, go lift up your voice, preach from the housetops. That's what we're doing today. We're lifting up the gospel and we're preaching it. We know amplification's not a problem. There's amplified musicians. You're going to watch your TVs, your movie, your sports games. Your pastor uses amplifiers. I'm not even using an amplifier today. It's not the volume. It's the message that people hate. People hate the truth of God lest they're born of God or seeking God. Really, come talk about the gospel in English. I know you speak English. Don't throw a foreign language at me. Come speak the gospel in English, sir. A man over there probably speaking Hebrew, and yet he knows English and he won't come talk the gospel. How foolish. If I knew Spanish, why would I preach the gospel to English-speaking people? How foolish. God's not the author of confusion, people. That's just a religiosity. Probably saying, as if he knows God, he knows Hebrew. That doesn't mean you know God. It's just because you know Hebrew. Hey, brother! Brother! Come on over.
I was wondering if he was coming. I was like, where is he?
Yeah.
It's already 1:30.
Yeah, he's coming.
Yeah.
All right, neighbors, are you walking on the narrow road? Or are you on the broad road to destruction today? The culture is the broad road. You got to repent to enter the narrow way. Turn and seek the kingdom. And find new life.